is this Shane?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Shane, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a beautiful day today. I'm excited about the holiday, too. It's my favorite holiday this weekend. Or should say Monday. I understand you were having a brief conversation with Tara. She's one of my better representatives. Did she do a good job of going over everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions in regards to our services or what we could do for your business?
Man, just the price, but that's going to be the bottom dollar for me.
I gotcha. That's always the bottom dollar, right? If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
That's right.
I hear you. Well, what I could say is there's some guys up there now. I don't know if you heard of Carpenter's Touch or McCoy Carpentry or Frank Gardner Construction, but those are the guys that are up there now. You can only have three guys up there at a time, so we just had this one listing become available because McCoy Carpentry is closing. I don't know if you heard about that. They're out of Romance.
I sure hadn't.
Okay. Yeah, so they're closing. So now we have this spot open, and you know, usually when a spot opens up, it fills pretty quickly, and then we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else. So that's the major benefit in this conversation. The reason we felt it would make sense for you is because we saw that you had that Home Advisor by Angie's listing, and I know that, you know, that's a pay-per-lead system, and they kind of sell those leads to four or five people at a time. A lot of times they're charging you even if the lead doesn't turn into business, right?
Right.
So majority of their leads come from Google. They actually are just underneath my guys there on the first page if you look for Carpenters in Mount Vernon. So they're putting themselves up there to get leads, but then they resell them. We figured it would be nice if we list you independently here to cut out that third party in there. You don't get charged per lead. It's just a flat monthly rate, and the customers call you directly. Now, for Carpenter's Touch and Frank Gardner Construction, they're on a campaign that includes a website, all our additional bells and whistles. That campaign's advertised at $4.99 on a month-to-month basis. But because of your new in business credit that Tara requested for you, I can actually reduce that cost by 50%, bringing it down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis. Okay, and that's, like I said, that's with the website and the additional bells and whistles included. When I say additional bells and whistles, I'm talking about things like Bing, Facebook, Amazon Alexa voice search. Those are all directories that you could get new leads from as well, although 9 times out of 10 your calls are going to come from Google.
Gotcha.
Okay, it's an A to Z marketing campaign, so it's really the most sophisticated online marketing that a business owner could buy today. But we take a lot of the hassle out of it and make it very simple for you. All you got to do is really answer the phone and generate good reviews, which it looks like you've been able to do to this point. So if I could approve that pricing structure that Tara requested for you at $249 on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, as long as I could, if it didn't work, I could cancel it at any time, right?
Exactly. It's month-to-month. Yeah. So all the guys that are up there, they're coming back at their own will.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been holding track for a month anyway. See how it works.
Yeah, you'll love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, then this will be like shooting fish in a barrel.
All right.
So I'm going to create your Google My Business profile. On the first page of Google, Shane, you could only have one phone number listed for JN Construction. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. 401-206-8702?
501.
Oh, 206-8702? Okay, my apologies. I must have misread that. What's your last name, Shane?
Nelson.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
No, I'm sole owner.
Okay. All right. And then I have to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied, so that way you have it on file. What's your business email address?
It's going to be J.S. Nelson.
Okay.
6925@gmail.com.
Ah, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Beautiful. All right. And then there's going to be a postcard sent to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. It's the only thing that we'll actually send you in the mail just to verify that you're in Mount Vernon. What's the street address that I could send that to?
107 Mount Nebo.
Nebo.
N-E-B-O.
Okay, I think I found it here. There's only one Nebo Road over there. It's 72111?
Yep.
Okay, I got you. All right, and is JN Construction an LLC or incorporated at all?
LLC.
LLC. Do you want the LLC displayed, or do you just want it to say JN Construction?
I guess it wouldn't matter, whatever.
Okay. Looks more professional with the LLC attached to it, in my opinion. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put that on there. And then for your address, it says that you can actually have that displayed or hidden. It came back as a residence. So did you want me to hide that
fine.
For you?
No, that's okay.
Okay. And then for your hours of operation, how did you want them displayed?
Man, I'm 8 to 8. Be good eight. Enough.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
7 days a week.
Monday through Sunday. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and accept. All right. So I got the business profile set up. We are going to build a .com for your website and have that attached to your placement on Google. Make sure we're representing you nicely. Do you have a company logo or examples of work that you've done in the past that we could use for that site?
Sure, I do.
Okay. So I'm going to send you two text messages. Do you usually communicate through text, Shane?
Yeah. Okay. 99% of the time.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to be your account lead, so I'll be communicating with you as we go just to make sure everything's going smoothly. Once I feel like you got the hang of everything, I'll kind of take a step back and let you do your magic. But I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now, and then I'm also going to send over an email address, and that email address is where I would like you to send any photos or logo that you want attached to your .com website.
Okay.
Okay, if you're having trouble with it, just give me a call. We could sit down and I could walk you through it. I think you're in the field right now, but when you have free time, you could always call in. And then we got a 24/7 customer service that can help you as well.
Okay.
All right. So I got your business profile created. I got to set up a client interview for you. Usually takes about 30 minutes, mostly general knowledge information. I don't need you in front of a computer. We just want to pick your brain, make sure we're listing you for the right services and in the right area so that way you're not getting calls that are wasting your time. Client interview.
Right.
Usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time where I can have a technician give you a call?
Probably around lunch hour.
Lunch hour tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I can have them call you. You want to be 11 to 12 or 12 to 1?
Let's do 11 to 12.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also send out a text message 1 hour before the appointment just as a reminder. Make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right, so I got the profile set up. In terms of securing the first month's payment for the position of the $249, how did you want to do that, Shane?
I can get the MasterCard.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name or the business name or both?
My name.
Okay, so just Shane Nelson. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Actually, Shane is the middle initial. It's going to be Jonathan Shane Nelson.
Oh, you're Jonathan as well.
That's where the J. Yeah, that's where the J comes in at.
Yeah, my name's Jonathan too. Last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. Okay. But you always go by Shane?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll always call you Shane, but let me just update this on the business profile. You spell it the same way, J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N?
No, that's the last part wrong. O-N.
O-N, okay. I have an A-N in there for some reason. Maybe mine.
Yeah, my mother's side would be a little different.
Yeah, it looks more balanced.
Most people spell it your way.
Yeah. All right.
I always got teachers correcting me. I was like, I think I know how to spell it.
Yeah, I just left it at that's John. It. I used to hate growing up the name John because there was always like two or three of them in the classroom.
Right.
Yeah. Like, which one of us are you talking to? All right. So, I got the profile set up. I have the name swapped out here. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
No, the billing address is going to be 120.
120.
Mountain Crest.
Mountain Crest.
Okay. Yeah, I got to get that swapped over. So maybe that's my old address.
Oh, no worries. I'll update the online listings for you. That's part of our name, address, and phone number cleanup. But yeah, for the bank, that's different. You got to go there and get that done yourself. So 120 Mountain Crest and Mount Vernon. And is the address?
No, it's Heber Springs.
Oh, okay. Let me update this here. What's the zip code there?
72543.
Okay. I got you. Here it is, Heber Springs. Okay. Let's just make sure I got this down properly, or it will decline. So, all right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with the number 5 if it's a MasterCard. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 5108.
5108.
9422.
9422.
0646.
0646.
6313.
6313. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0226.
0226, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
269. 269?
269, yeah. Okay, I gotcha. All right, and then last thing I got to do before we can take the listing off the board and authorize the payment, I have to walk you through a voice verification. It's a 60-second recording. It's going to outline the agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, Shane, but I want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
JM Construction LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Jonathan Shane Nelson, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of JM Construction LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Shane, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Sure.
Okay, so that's not saying you got to cancel Home Advisor, although you probably will. Almost every guy that I've worked with that's used that service ends up canceling it once their first page placement's up and running. It's more so saying, though, after today, if you're going to add something online, which you shouldn't need, to be honest. I've hooked you up with a package that's pretty much covering all your bases online. But just let me know so that way we can make sure you're not paying for something that we're already doing or duplicating anything. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 30th of 2020. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum package. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the programming. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states you can cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties because you're not binded to any kind of contract. Although we do recommend that if you're going to try it out for a couple months, right? It just says that in the writing, but it's paid 1 month at a time. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any questions on any of that?
Nope.
Okay. Pretty clear cut. So you should have a payment confirmation text message and email. In the text message, there'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. You do need to sign off on that agreement. So I know I'm taking up a lot of your time right now. I want you to get back to what you're doing. I want to get you more work, not take you away from what you're supposed to be doing now. But when you get a chance, please click on that link and sign that subscription term so I can lock in that discounted pricing structure that's going to save you a lot of money.
All right.
Okay, and then I'm going to be here with you throughout the campaign. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, you need help doing something, don't hesitate to call. You know, no questions or dumb questions. There's no shame in the game. The only shame is not asking the questions and sitting there and wondering, right? Right. So if you need help with anything, call in. We're here to help you. We want to make sure this is working for you. So thank you again. I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you for your client interview. Actually have you set up for this afternoon, or excuse me, tomorrow, between 11 and 12 o'clock.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.